This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. It is National Iced Tea Day, and surely you know that iced tea in the South shouldn't be consumed without a good dental plan. Sweet tea has been a staple on Southern menus for more than 100 years. It's a simple beverage, and these days you can find it just about everywhere in Georgia. But there was a time when sweet tea was more rare. Let's pour ourselves a tall glass of history. Sweet tea.
Sweet tea really has remained a regional specialty. You cannot walk into most restaurants, unless they're a Southern restaurant, and find sweet tea on menus. My name is Tova Danovich, and I'm a freelance journalist. The first time I ever tried sweet tea was visiting my stepfather's family down in Florida. Growing up mostly on the West Coast and in the Midwest, it was not something that I had at all been exposed to.
You've got a good eye for tea. You think I can have some of that Lipton?
Come aboard.
Well, that Lipton sure looks good.
Good? It's dandy tasting.
I think those brisk Lipton iced teas were around, which are super sweetened, and so I, you know, could get those out of vending machines here and there, but finding it as something on a restaurant menu was really baffling to me. Tea has been drunk in the United States since the very earliest days of colonization. You start kind of seeing the price of black tea go down around the World War I period of time, which is not to say that that war actually affected the price of tea.
America goes to war. Men of the Army, Navy, and Marines reinforce the battlefronts on six continents to save the homes and ideals of free men from Axis domination.
But World War II, because of the involvement of green tea, specifically producing countries, you had a trade barrier that allowed black tea to actually take over from green tea. Until World War II, green and black tea were drank about equally, in equal measures throughout the United States. After World War II, black tea became immensely more popular, simply because people had switched over to drinking it during the war when it was the only tea that was readily available. And since then, Americans have continued to drink primarily black tea. We don't know exactly where it began. I believe the first known published recipe for sweet tea, as we would think of it today, is in an old Virginia housewife's cookbook.
After scalding the teapot, put into it 1 quart of boiling water and 2 teaspoonsful green tea. If wanted for supper, do this at breakfast. At dinner time, strain without stirring through a tea strainer into a pitcher.
But that isn't to say that people in other states weren't drinking sweet tea. And, you know, there may even be a small cookbook, self-published recipes traded back and forth that we have no ability to have records of today.
A squeeze of lemon will make this delicious and healthful, as it will correct the astringent tendency.
My name is Vernell Mosley, and I am a tea purveyor of Sweet Tea Factory. When I first started learning about tea, the fact that all tea comes from one plant blew me away.
When I take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me. 'Cause I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar to tea.
Here it is. André Michaux, he was a French explorer and botanist. And in the mid-1700s to early 1800s, he was noted for actually importing the actual tea plant here and planting it in Somerville, South Carolina. There was some discrepancy about what was the first tea estate, whether it was the Bigelow Estate in Charleston or this particular estate in Somerville. Then we'll take credit for, you know, being the pioneer or the one who made the, you know, wonderful discovery of tea in the U.S.
'Cause I never take away the gangles when I take my sugar to tea.
One of the members of the House of Representatives, as a joke, created a bill that said if you're a restaurant serving unsweet tea, you must serve sweet tea. You cannot just serve unsweet tea. And he wanted to make it law. for the city of Atlanta, and I thought it was a great thing. That's because I'm biased. I'm a tea purveyor, so of course I'd want everyone to serve tea as well as sweet tea.
Every Sunday afternoon, we forget about our cares.
I'm Tyler Hobbs, and I'm from Indiana. I drank sweet tea growing up. My mom actually would brew it in the sun. She'd brew it in a big pitcher and set it out in the sun all day long.
Barbara Brockway, Atlanta. I'm a Yankee, so I never drank sweet tea growing up. I drink unsweet tea, still do.
Calvin Williamson, Atlanta, Georgia. I like sweet tea because it was something that I've always drank from early childhood on up to now. It's just, if you're born in the South, it's just what you drink. And the sweeter, the better. I mean, if you run out of syrup, you can pour it over your pancakes.
Rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy.
Sean Powers produced that story for us with help from Olivia Reingold and Jenna Stafford. For more on the history of sweet tea, visit gpbnews.org.
When I take my sugar to tea.